Kervos, I hope all is good. Says Daf is Yuvam Mustaf Ayin Zayin. Bit of a weird, kind of programming quirk that we're going to have right here. We stopped yesterday at the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Vav Mabez, and it's very late here. I just got back from my Chasana, Baruch Hashem, so I'm not going to have time to go through the entire Amud today, the entire Daf today. We're going to basically do the Mishnah and get to the bottom of Ayin Zayin and Aleph, and then Mitzvah Shem will make it up tomorrow when I'm a shtickle more awake and when I have a little bit more time. So either way, so that's just the plan for now. So again, if you're looking for a shiur for the entire daf, so then best to look elsewhere, or you can just follow along with our schedule. And Mitzvah Shem tomorrow, I'll try and make up the daf and a half. Okay, so we're here at the Mishnah on Ayin Vav and Beis, and pretty famous halacha, simply right before... right before Shavuos, when we read Megillas Rus, this is where you find it, at least the Makor here in the Mishnah, and then the Gemara is going to talk about David and being descended from Rus, etc., etc. So the Mishnah says, Amoni and Moavi, Asurim, Visurim, Nisar Olam, Amoni and a Moavi from those two nations, Amon and Moav, can never convert, but Avon Nekevo Sehem, Mutaras Me'ah, but it doesn't apply to their females, so they're women. And that's obviously what happened with Rus, etc. Mitzri v'adomi ein an asur mele shalosh daros, right? Echad zuchar mechad akevos, right? For a Mitzri and an adomi, that's a little bit different, right? They're not allowed for three generations, and that applies whether male or female. Rabbi Shimon matir es an akevos miad, and Rabbi Shimon says that the women are allowed right away. And Rabbi Shimon kavuchomer hadvarim. That's kavuchomer. Right? Zuma im b'makom she'azir es zuchar misra olam hiter es an akevos miad. It's a kavuchomer from Moavi and Amoni. Right? Just like if you're telling me in the case with Amon and Moav, their males are never allowed to convert, so the females are allowed to convert right away. So makom she'azir es zuchar mel shalosh daros. So in Odinshin Atiris in the Kevus Miyad, he says, certainly, if you're telling me you have a scenario where the males are only usher for three generations, certainly the women should be allowed to convert right away. So they sent him, well, in Halacha Nikavel. Right? If that's Halacha, meaning that's Masorah you got from your Rebbein, so then that's fine. But in Ladin, but if that's a logic, if you did a Kavachomer, so then Yeshuva, then I can go back at you, as the Gemara will discuss, not today, but the Gemara will discuss what they said back to him. So Malahem, so Lo, Ki, Halacha, Ani Omer, Rebbe Shimon said, no, that's Halacha. And that's what I got it from my Rebbeim, and they said, okay, fine, I'm the same. So Gemara says, Minani Mili, how do you know that the Isra of an Amoni and a Moavi only applies to the men and not the women? So I'm Rabbi Yochanan, right again, famous kind of back and forth with David and Shaul and all this stuff. Rabbi Yochanan says, Amar Kala, the Pasuk says, V'chiros Shaul is David, you'll see the crest of Plishti. Amar El Avner Sart Sava, Ben Mize Hanar. Right, basically, Shaul saw David going out to fight Goliath. And David said, and Shaul said to Avner, who was the general, who is that? And Avner, who is that? Avner and Vayomer Avner, Chayin Afshcha Hamelach Yadati. Avner said, I don't know. So the problem is that by then, for sure, they knew who he was. Pasuk said, I don't know, who is that? And Avner said, I don't know. But obviously, if you look at the Pesukim earlier, right, they knew very well who David was. Right, he didn't know. The pasuk says, "Vayavehu od vayhilo nosekele." Right, David already was serving. Right, Shaul, he was carrying his weapons. And he liked him very much. So the Ella Avua Kamashal. Really, the shaila was, what's with David's father? The Gemara says, "No, it can't be because Aviv lo yadale vaksiv vayish bimei Shaul zokain baba nashim." It can't be that he didn't know who Yishai was. Right, David's father, because the pasuk says when Shaul was old. Right, but and he came with he was hanging out with people. Right, if I'm a Rabbi, Tamer Rabbi Abba, right, say Yishaya Avi David, right? He's Reshenechnas Bachlusia, Vyatanachlusia. Right, that pasuk is talking about Yishai, who went out with he had an entourage. Right, it's impossible. Right, Yishai was famous. So the Gemara says, "Hachi Kamer." No, really, this is what it means. Zil Shaul Imi Peretzasi Imi Zarechasi. That Shaul was wondered, right, we know that David was descended from Yehuda and Tamar. Question is, they had twins. So the question was, if he was from Peretz or Zerach. Imi Peretz, I'll see. If he's from Peretz, then Makahavi. So then he's going to end up being king. Shemelech Poretz Lasos Derech, right, because the king can plow, right, other people's stuff, right, so to make a path. But if he's from Zerach, then Chashiv Ba'amahu, he'll be Chashiv Gai, but now he won't be the king. So my time, huh? So what was that? Why did Shaul need to know that? So Amalei Shaul. So why did Shaul say to Avner, ask that kasha? The chiddush says, "Vayalbei Shaul is David midav." That Shaul was dressing David with midav, with his or madav, I think, maybe with his clothing. And the Gemara darshins midav, right? Kemidaso, and it was like his size. It says about Shaul that mishichmo v'mala gavoa mikalam, that Shaul was very tall, right? But his clothing fit David, who was much shorter, as Rashi says over there in Malachim, if I'm not mistaken, that the clothing shrank, right, to fit David. So Shaul was like, hey, that's not supposed to happen. So he wanted to find out what the deal was. So I'm a little doga domi is a Russia that is not a Russia. He said Lashon Hara about David, right? That's how the city of Novi or Kohanim got destroyed. Doeg said that they were helping David, etc. It wasn't really true. Okay. Anyway, so Doeg is a kind of troublemaker. So you said to Shaul, but Ashata Mashiel love him, Hulamalchus in love, right? Shaul love him, Roy Lavobakalu love. Right? Doeg said, 1 second, before you ask if he's Roy to be king, you should ask if he's Roy to be a Jew. Right? If he's Roy to marry, not be a Jew, but Roy to marry into the Kahal. So the boy says, my time, well, what's that? Because the Kaasi Mirsa Moaviyah. Right? Because he comes from Rus. So Avner said to him, Tanina, what do you mean? Amonu below Amon. This Moavi below Moavis. What's the problem? So Elamayata, Mamzer below Mamzeres. So Doeg said to him, well, if that's true, the Pasuk says that a Mamzer can't marry, and therefore that should not apply to a Mamzeres. But no, that's not true. So Gemara says, yeah, Mamzer, Ksiv, Mumzar. That it comes from Mumzar, that, again, that it doesn't matter if female or male, right? It means it's a Mum. It's a strange mom that, I mean, the parents messed up, did a terrible thing. So that's why it says Mamzer. So Gemara says, okay, Doeg said back to him, okay, but Mitzri v'lo Mitzris. It says, v'lo yavu Mitzri, right, ador shlishi, it should apply only to men and not females. So Shani Acha, so Avner said back to him, because the Mephire is type of the Krah. So the Pasuk there says straight up, right, al-Dvar Asher lo kitmo eskam b'lechum v'mayim. Right, the reason that it only applies to men and not women by Ammon and Moab is because they didn't take care of Am Yisrael all the way out of Mitzrayim. They didn't give them with bread. They didn't give them bread. They gave them water. And Darkash Elish Lekadim, Velo Darkash Elish Lekadim. And the men were the ones who usually went out and took care of people who were traveling and not women. Women, I guess, would take care of them if they came to the inn. But to go out and kind of help out the people who are on the road, right, that's for men. So Gemara said, so Doeg said back to Avner, right? They're going back and forth, right? Trying to argue. So I had lehem lekadim anashim lekras anashim, and this anashim lekras anashim. So he said, what do you mean? That they should have, the women and the men should have both gone out to take care of the Bnei Yisrael. So Ishtik, so at that point, Avner didn't have anything to say back to him. So Miyad immediately said, Vayomer Melech Shaul Ata ben Mizeh, ben Mizeh, I'm not sure, but Ha'elim is like a kid. I thought we had the puzzle without the Ha'elim at the end. But okay, either way. So immediately, Shaul went back, right, to ask what the halacha was, right, whether he's allowed to marry or not. So again, if you remember, Shaul had put out his daughter as kind of a prize for anybody who would kill Goliath. So right, he obviously wanted to know if Tavid could marry him. So Hasam Karle Nar, Vahaka Karle Elam. So the Gemara just points out, well, Shaul called David a Nar and an Elam. What's the difference? So Hikamale Halacha Nis Alma Mimcha Tzei Shal V'Samedrish. So for whatever reason, right, this Halacha has been hidden, and therefore we have to go ask Akasha. So Shaul, and Amrule, Amoni V'lo Moavi, V'lo Amonis, Moavi, V'lo Moavis, so sure enough, Avner went to the Samedrish, and they told him that the Halacha that we have in the Mishnah. So actually, Hu Doeg Hadomi, Doeg Kol Hani Kushasa V'Ishtigu. So sure enough, Doeg went back and forth with them, same Shakla V'Tari he had with Avner. They didn't have anything to say back then. So Bayla Chruzi Alea, as they wanted to announce, Miad, they wanted to announce right away that David was, in fact, not allowed to marry into the Am Yisrael. So then, finally, he was saved by Amasa. Amasa ben Ish, Shmo Yisra, Israeli, Sheba is El Avigal, it's not Avigal, but Avigal, Bas Nachash. Bas Nachash is a reference to Yishai, who only died because of the sin of the Nachash, because he never sinned. Right? One of four people never sinned. So if you accept Yeser Yishmaeli, and the Pasuk says, is Yeser from Yishmael. So meaning, was he Yishmaeli or was he a Jew? So Amar Rava says, Malami Shechagar Harbu Ki Yishmael V'Amar. So apparently Yeser went out in Amasa, and he went out and he said that anybody should... he took his sword like Ishmael, and he said, "Call me Sheino Shomer Halachazu Yidkar Becherev Kach Magablem Beis Dinu Shashmul Aramasi." right? Again, anybody who doesn't disagrees with me should be killed by the sword, right? And this is the tradition I got from the base manager, Shmuel, right? Amoni v'lo Amonis, Moavi v'lo Moavis. This Gemara says just quickly, Mimehemen, why would we believe them? Why would we believe them? If Amarabi bar Ababar Amarav, right? One guy comes and testifies that this is the halacha, right? Didn't we say the name of Rav? Called Tamil Chacham Shemar Halacha Uba Im Kode Maisa Amra Shalimlo Im Lav In Shalimlo. And anybody who comes to say this is the halacha, right? We if he came after the Maisa, so we don't listen to him because clearly he's got he's trying to prove something by it. But if he comes and just says this is the halacha without any prior story, so then we do believe him. So again, hey, this is the case where I'm not sure if it was Amasa or Yisra or Yeser, I'm not sure. But whoever came to, yeah, Yeser Ishmaeli. So when Yeser Ishmaeli came and said that this is the halacha from Shmuel, so why do we believe him? So Gemara says, Shani halacha, right? Because Shmuel obeys Dino Kayim. Because, well, Shmuel was still alive at the time, so you could just go ask them. Right? So there's no chance he's going to lie, right? Because you could just have asked what the halacha was. Hi, Mikolakram Kasha. Problem is that but still, it's a good kasha that Doeg asked, right? Why should the females and the males, right, have a different halacha? Right? They both should have given bread and water to Am Yisrael. So Gemara says, Hakatagma kol kvoda bas melech pnima, right, a famous line, right, a famous pasuk, right, the pasuk of Tehillim, right, that the kavod of a bas melech, all women, all Jewish women are bas melech, right, so that is pnima, that is inside, right, that's the kavod that is inside of them. So they shouldn't have gone out necessarily. Meaning that phrase is used to teach that a woman's kavod is inside in the sense that she should be tzanua. It also means that she should kind of stay inside. Not that women have to stay inside, but that they shouldn't necessarily go out and kind of be seen by everybody. Right? That's not where her place is necessarily. But Marava Amreva in the West, they said, Yitim Rabbi Yitzchak, or some people said it was Rabbi Yitzchak, meaning in the West, meaning in Eretz Yisrael. So they say, Amakra, Pazak, Tazak, Marava. Right, and obviously the pasuk finishes right, where was Sarah? Right, she was in the tent. Right, she didn't necessarily, her place was not necessarily to do achnas orchim, right, like Avram. So too over here, right, the women weren't necessarily expected to go out and give water and bread to the Jews leaving Egypt. So therefore, they were not punished with the Isra to love or lakal. The Gemara just says kitanait. Actually, I'm a chlovis tanaim. I'm munib lo munis. Moavi v'lo Moavis, the Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon says, "Advar shalu kidma es chamelachim v'vamayim." Dark ol ish lekadem reitz. Machlok is not what the halacha is, but where you get it from, right? So Rabbi Yehuda wants to use Amoni and not Moavis, right? The fact that it says male in the pasuk and not female, right? And then Rabbi Shimon says, right, it's based on the fact that it was a punishment for not giving water and bread. Dar shavu Rabbi says, "My dechtiv v'tachlo moserai." What does it mean that you took off my straps? So Amar Dalu Lefnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam. He said, Hashem, Shnei Moseris Hayu Alai. I had two straps on me, right? I had two chains, almost, not chains, but like leather straps on me. And Pitachtem, and you opened them for me. Right? Musa Moabia V'Nama HaMonis. Rus HaMoabia, and this is Nama, this is not Nami from Sefer Rus, but it's Nama HaMonis, who is the mother of Rechavo. Right, again, so that was obviously the lineage of David was at stake because the mother of Rechavam, right, was from Ammon. So, right, so obviously that was, he must have been alive, right, obviously, right, because David said that, right, you took care of this, right, you took care of this, Baruch Hashem, that the Ammon and Moab, right, their women are allowed to convert. Dura Shav of Ma'adik Thil, wasn't mean the Buzik says, Rabbos Aziza, Ata Hashem Alokai, Nefo Saka Makshav Zaka Eleinu, right, Elilo Nemar El Eleinu. Right, meaning that not that so much you've done for me, but for us. So apparently Rechavam was sitting right in David's lap, right? That's what he said. Hashem, you've done so much for us, meaning me and the kid in my lap. So it's for me, right? Both of us, right? For both of us, right? This pasuk was said. Torah Shorva, my dechtiv, what does it mean when the pasuk says, as amarti hinivasi v'megila sefer kasuv alai? So I'm a David. I said, "I need Marty at Talbasi." And I said, "I came now." But I thought the Bishem Miguel Sefer Kasevah. I didn't know that there was something already written, meaning that I came now. But apparently there was a not a nevuah necessarily, but an allusion, like a hint to David becoming king. Ksiv Hasam Hanim Saos. And the Pesach says those that are found. Meaning that when talking about Lot, when he talked about his daughters. take out your daughters from this house, Hanimza'os. And the Pasuk says, Hanimza'os, the daughters that are there, as opposed to the daughters that are already married and left. And Ksivacha, and Hakka Ksiva says over here, Matasi David Avdi Vishemen Kashi Mashaktiv, right? Matasi, I found, right, David and anointed him with oil. So again, meaning that I was already preordestined. There was a hint to the fact that David would be Matzah, would be found, right, by Shmuel, ready back in the Torah. Amar Ula, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Ula says name Rabbi Yochanan, Bas Ger Amoni Ksher Lagahuna. The daughter of a male Amoni, right, is kosher Laguna, right? She is allowed to marry a Kohen. The Kohen is going to explain exactly what's going on over here. But Amar Leir of Rav Bar Ula, come on, right? Whose Shita is this? Ikar Rabbi Yehuda, if it's Rabbi Yehuda Shita, Amar Bas Ger Zachar Kibas Chol Zachar. Problem is, Rabbi Yehuda says that the daughter of a Ger Zachar, right, is not allowed to marry a Kohen. It's just like the male is a Chol himself. Right? Just like the daughter of a Chol, right, is a disqualified Kohen, let's say, also not allowed to marry a Kohen. V'ikar Biyosi, if it's like a Biyosi, so Pshita was obvious. Amar Af Gershon Asigiris Bituk Sher Laguna. Where Biyosi says anybody's allowed to marry a Kohen, right? Even a Ger and a Giris, they have a child. Right, so V'chitim, and if you'll tell me, Banach to really love all the call, of all high, the inwardly love all the call, low. Right, maybe it's only talking about, right, Rabbi Yossi only holds that someone who's Roy the Volokal, someone who's allowed to marry into the other Jews, right, so their daughter is allowed to marry a Kohen, but if they're not allowed to marry, like an Amuni, right, so then that's not true. So, I mean, no, so how do you know to make that distinction? How do you make that difference? Right, the Yalav mi Kohen Gadol mi Almana. Pasha says he would learn it from Kohen Gadol to Almana. I mean, he'd say just like the Kohen Gadol if he has a kid with an almana, right, is a chalala, is not allowed to marry a Kohen. So too, right, the daughter of an Amuni would be a chalala. Problem is, malakoyin gadol shal be'almana shekin be'asu be'avera. Right, but problem is that you can't compare those two cases, because the Kohen Gadol who marries an almana, right, that's an iser, right, they're living be'iser. An Amuni who converts with his wife, right? There's no issue over there, because she's a Gioris. I mean, again, we're assuming that the Amoni and the Amudis that are previously married, and they're converting together. So you'd see that that's not an issue. So Gemara says Chalal Yochiach, right? That a Chalal will prove that it doesn't matter, because the Chalal themselves, right, is not allowed to marry Kohen, but they themselves didn't commit the Yisr. So the fact that the Bia is committed to Yisr doesn't make a difference. But the problem is that Malachal Shekin Siyosu Be'Avera, but the Chalal was created with an Avera, so Kohen Gadol Yochiach, the Kohen Gadol will teach you, right, that it's not relevant. The Kohen Gadol himself was not born through an Avera, so Bechazra Adin, and basically this logic doesn't end. I mean, you can always find some difference between all of the cases. Lo Rizek Rizek, right, you can't learn from each one individually, but it's a Shavu Shebehem Shein Rov The symbol of the common denominator is that they're not allowed to, they're not like most of the kahal, meaning that they're different than most of them, right? I mean, they have some sort of, right, it's not a normal Jewish marriage situation, and still bito psula, and both of them are not allowed, the kid is not allowed to marry a Kohen. So, of course, the problem is, but they have some sort of Avera, that's not going to teach me to other cases where there is no Avera. For example, where an Amoni, right, gets married and converts, right, and converts with his wife, which is not really part of the Kahal to begin with anyway. So the Gemara says, Dilma b'Amoni sh'nasa b'asishua kamarta. So maybe we're talking about, no, the case over here is that the Amoni married a Jewish woman. Right, so then you have an Isser. Afakav de Bia Savera b'tokshera. And apparently what he means to say is that even though there's an Avera for the Bia, right, so then his daughter is kosher to marry the Kahal. So maybe that's what he meant. Maybe that's what Rabbi Yochanan meant. I said, Amalei, set them in. Yep, that's what he meant. Ki aser aven amar Rabbi Yochanan. Right, Bas Ger Amoni, Bas Mitzusheni, right, both of those cases, right, they're not really allowed to marry a Jew. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kshera, right, if they married a Jew and it was inappropriate, still the child is allowed, it's not a halala, she is allowed to marry a Kohen. Reish Lakish disagrees, Reish Lakish Amar Psula. Reish Lakish Amar Psula, the Alef Lehmi Kongadal Ba'amana, right, and Reish Lakish learns it from the Isser of Kongadal Ba'amana that their child is not allowed to marry a Kohen. So too, in this case, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kshera, why does Rabbi Yochanan say it's kosher? The Tani, the Tani Rabbi Zakkai Kmei Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Zakkai said to Rabbi Yochanan, Ki im Besula Me'ama V'kachishah, that the Kohen Gadol has to marry a Besula, right, from a Jewish Besula, obviously a virgin, Lavi Gioris Mi'kana. Mi'kana? I'm not sure is that the right word? Yeah, could be. Okay. Lavi, meaning that, to include that a Gioris, meaning that if her parents are Megayer, right, that's fine. She shared the kahuna. If both parents are megayir, let's say from Ammon, right, so she's allowed to marry a kohen, right? But okay, but if one parent is a Jew and one parent is an Ammoni, so then she's not allowed to marry a kohen. Rabbi Yochanan said back to him, No. I thought the Bryce says that Amav me'amav. Right, I mean, I'm telling you that if you have a besula from two of the nation, meaning that the both parents are from not Jews, that she is allowed to marry a kohen. And you'll tell me that only a ger where both parents are both of them are not neither of them. So the Gemara says no. So that's what Rabbi Yochanan is saying, that she is in fact allowed to marry the kohen gadol. Okay, we're gonna stop here because we have the drushes go a little further. Like I said, we'll pick it up tomorrow, Mr. Shem, hopefully maybe able to make it to the end of Ayin Ches. And we'll catch up then. Okay, have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.